For the sake of sentient beings, countless in number, as space is limitless in extent, which is level of complete and perfect Buddhahood, which transcends the extremes of conditioned existence and mere pacification, is to be accomplished. And in order to do so, one must exert oneself in listening, reflecting, and meditating on genuine teachings. So to take this up and put it into practice is to develop the resolve to enlightenment, the bodhicitta, with which Rinpoche asks us to begin.
So then, from the aspirational prayer for wholesome activity, in the explanation of that, one has 16 different main subdivisions in the main body of the text, and we've arrived at the 8th of those. And the 11th, and the 11th of these has 8 subdivisions itself. And so from among those 8, the explanation of those 8 is as follows. The first one is, all of them deal with the aspiration to engage in one sort of activity or another. So then the specifics of those 8 types of activity are that the first one is the aspiration to engage in contemplating or gazing upon the Buddhas together with their realms. The second one is the aspiration to be able to partake of or to be attuned to or to participate in the speech of the Buddhas. The third is the aspiration to turn the wheel of the Dharma, to participate in turning the wheel of the Dharma. The fourth is the aspiration to encompass kalpas. The next is the aspiration to engage in contemplating the Tathagatas. The next, the aspiration to engage in their sphere of experience. Then the aspiration to engage in accomplishing pure lands, and Finally, the aspiration to engage in drawing near to the Tathagatas.
Durchik tena doni kenante do tharap kiketen do soki kena do tharap ni yapa teni je changda nyambe sanje ji kena mandi bantongar chote. Durchik tena doni kenante do tharap kiketen do So, you can't get a little bit of a Tokje se sanjuk sambare, tokje sanjuk sambe, korto gavu no yubala. Kintere sanje machab sanje nam. Sanje se juvina yubala. Kedatan linje do. Sanje rere la, tokje se sanjuk sambe vina yubatan. Papa sanjuk samba, tedatan linje do. Sanje sambe jeva jeva yosumare. Tedatan linje do. Papa sanjuk samba, tedatan. Lin Sanje namje kola tawa tam papa sanju samba nam ne yang tene chepan songbar chu jin ta gojira tabar jeba tha tabar je thetan malu thamche so so ya ta san chu la tu som che ni je sanje jam so hin nam jam so ta karba jam so chu che ra ti ta da jo ma so sa wa Cerang sekian nama tu jual engko, sama jual masuk ah?
Sama jual masuk.
Nere, dor cikla, dor tharap cikla cini thomar mba, dor tharap cik tengla sanje ji keng dor tharap je tangda nyambi keng tang, sanje rere la thukse thukje se sanje se mengkoci kawan thomar awa, teh tar sojo malu keng leba mba. So, jo malu keng lupa meba se jete tenda chikwan do yere te ina chik samsan ten do yere. So, jo malu keng lupa meba tam je je so so yang tra yi zi mo zang je hien do traba sa yi jia chong la tra yi zi mo zang je sa yi chong de hien do sa cha jia chong chong rwa de jia chong la Deba Sanje, Maumba Sanje, Tatarje Sanje, the two son the Hikin. Hikin, Swimba Sanje, Tenije Sanje, Transo, Drangna, Se Mikipa, Jamso Tavatan Sanje, Se Mikipa, Se Mabare, Se Mabepe, Lakam, there Jansore, Jamso Tavatan Tikanka, Namjan, Jamso, Tar Se Mikipadan. Sanje ji khyankan nam jan jamso ta se mikhyapa zod me bhi khyankan ta. Teda re re yang khyankam teda sanje ta khyankan teda re re yang tu karpa jamso se mikhyapa par to par tesei to da jang ne pa tesei to da jang khyankan teda re re sanchuk ju chue pa che chen sanje ji khyata wala rabdun ju par chor che pao.
So the first of these eight, which is the aspiration to engage in contemplating the Buddhas and their realms, is explained as follows. May I train enlightened deeds and contemplate in every atom realms profuse as atoms, in every realm infinities of Buddhas, seated midst their bodhisattva heirs, Like this, in all directions barring none, on the scale of one hair through the scope of three times and immense, as an ocean of Buddhas along with an ocean of realms, for an ocean of kalpas to train and be fully engaged. And the commentary on that says, so for the first line, in every atom, realms profuse as atoms, means that in within the confines of each atomic particle, there are as many Buddha realms, or there are Buddha realms equaling in number the number of atomic particles in the worlds of the ten directions. So in each and every atom, there are as many Buddha realms as there are atoms in the entire world, in all of the worlds. And one sees these distinctly, sharply, without blur, without blurring them. And within each of these realms, what is seen are an inconceivable number of Buddhas, infinite numbers of Buddhas, within each and every atom within these realms. And around each Buddha is the collection of his retinue of bodhisattva heirs, the heart sons or the bodhisattva followers of the Buddha in whose midst he is sitting. So then together with them, and together with them means that within this circle of bodhisattvas who is surrounding each of the Buddhas in each atom in all of the realms, oneself is together with them doing the practice of the bodhisattva. And the aspiration is then that together with them, in their company, side by side with them, one trains in the same activities as the bodhisattvas in order to attain unsurpassable enlightenment. And here the term unsurpassable enlightenment is synonymous with Buddhahood. Then in training these activities, then one together with the bodhisattvas also contemplates the kayas, the bodies of the Buddhas. And like this, so the root text there says, like this in all directions barring none. So like this means like this way in which we have imagined seeing. So in the same way that one imagines seeing such a panorama within each atom of this staggeringly complex and intricate visualization within each atom, so like this, it also is found throughout all of the ten directions, without exception, omitting none of the worlds and none of the directions. So that's on the macrocosmic level, that this visualization extends throughout all space. And even also within the area, or on the scale, on an extremely fine, subtle scale of the mere tip of a hair. So that would be on the microscopic level of an area no larger than the tip of a hair. One sees Buddhas, and how many? It's those spanning the three times. So one sees the Buddhas of the past, present, and future in their procession throughout the three times within each of these microscopic spots and spreading throughout the entire universe. The number of Buddhas thus seen numbering or being in number like an ocean. And this example of the ocean is used to illustrate an extremely vast area knowing no end, or being, as it were, a limitlessly large area. And also, not only the Buddhas, not only is there an ocean of Buddhas knowing no end, but there is also an ocean of their realms knowing no end. And each of these, that means to say each of the Buddhas as well as each of the realms, lasts for as long as it lasts, which is an ocean of kalpas, knowing no end, I will train, I will practice the conduct of a bodhisattva in each and every one of these realms for as long as each of them lasts, which is oceans of kalpas. And during that, throughout all of that time, we're fully engaged in the contemplation of their faces. So this is the aspiration that one makes.
Tandori dona tse yomate trai tse zang je sajong la yankang jangso tabo tamme patang sanje jangso tabo trangme bikyaran jarte tene sanje je tokje se sanjo samba jangso tabo nyamdo tene jarse sanjo samba joepa la jopa
So in brief then, the aspiration that one expresses here in the form of a prayer is that within the minutest area, no larger than the tip of a hair, and also spreading in all directions, one will one contemplates a number of Buddhas and their realms equal in number to the entirety of atoms everywhere, and together with the bodhisattvas that are surrounding each of these Buddhas, one will train in bodhisattva conduct and contemplate their faces. So then what is the reason for using such a method of making an aspiration prayer to be able to do such activity? The reason for it is that in the Mahayana, the crucial point is to be able to accomplish the benefit of limitless numbers of beings. And in order to be able to accomplish the benefit of limitless beings, one is given this means of such a vast aspiration prayer.
So in this connection, one is not referring to, one is not making an aspiration prayer with respect to realizing the selflessness, because So if one were to set out to accomplish one's own benefit, then one would not need a great amount of time.
to do that, one would not need to stay in samsara for a great amount of time. The root of samsara is ego clinging. And if one cuts this ego clinging through realizing selflessness, then one would be free of samsara. One would be able to accomplish arhathood within 7 lifetimes. One wouldn't need to stay for a very long time. So in this connection, one is not thinking of one's own benefit, but for the sake of the benefit of others, one makes the aspirational prayer to be able to remain for such a vast amount, for kalpas, for oceans of kalpas of time. So what is the rationale or the justification or the reason for doing such a visualization in which one thinks that within each and every atom there are as many realms as there are atoms in the entire world? The rationale behind that is that, or the reason for it, is to facilitate the realization of the equality, what is called the equality of phenomena. And an example of the equality of phenomena would be what happens in a dream. So in a dream, if one experiences this table and the glass that's on it, and the house outside around it, in the dream, these three things do not have any actual size. They are all equal as far as being appearances in a dream. And therefore, one could, in the dream, put the house inside the glass. Because of the equality, because of their equality as being mere appearances in the mind. And it is because of this equality of phenomena, and in order to be able to realize it, that one makes this visualization of all of the realms being in each and every atom. So if one is thinking, well, how could this be that all of the that as many Buddha or as many worlds could be in each atom as there are atoms in the entire world? How is that possible? If one has trouble understanding that, one should think of how things are in a dream, and in that way understand the equality of phenomena. So then one could also think, well, if one is going to meditate like this for an ocean of kalpas, for such an incredibly long time, then one would get tired, one would become mentally exhausted. The point is that if one takes time as being something truly existent, then in fact one would get tired by meditating for such a long time. But it is in order to be able to realize the equality of time and to get the point that time doesn't exist with its own essence, it doesn't exist as such in itself, but is like a dream, this equality of time when realized, the realization of the equality of time is the point of this meditation. One meditates like this as a skillful means to be able to rid oneself of the mental tiredness that occurs in practicing for a long time due to one's attachment to time as being real. So, to make it easier to understand this, one should think of how things are in a dream, that in a dream, one could work for an hour, doing various things in the dream for an hour, an essence of its own, or it does not essentially exist. There is an equality between the parts of time, this is what has to be understood. So to illustrate this strangeness time has about it, if we relate it just to ordinary time as we experience it, someone who is experiencing great suffering for one day would experience that amount of time as being extremely long, whereas if one were in a very good state, in good spirits and everything, and were dancing and singing and having a great time, then one would experience the same amount of time as being very short, and during sleep there's no time at all. So time doesn't exist as we think of it. So then on a relative level, or in terms of apparent reality, what we experience as being time is completely dependent on our concepts, is a conceptual habit, and in genuine reality, time doesn't exist. There is this equality of time, and in order to understand this, in order to understand how time is in genuine reality, one should think about the example of a dream and how time functions in a dream. And in doing so, in understanding about time, then one will lose this tendency to become, the bodhisattva loses his tendency to become tired by practicing for a long time. So the second subdivision here deals with the aspiration to be attuned to the speech of the Buddhas. The speech of the Buddhas referring to the Dharma teachings. And the root text is as follows. Since a single expression holds terms with an ocean of nuance, their inflections precisely embody the thinking of beings. All victors' semantic inflections are perfectly apt. May I always be in attunement with Buddha's speech.
Deva. Yan Bab Zoba Sanji Song Jik Sanji Jike Song Jik Katsavala Song Jik Songbala Lang Songarang Yin Songarang Yam Song Chala Kandijana Chat Samatang ཁོ་ན་རེ་མ་རབ་ཡིན་ལ་ཇམ་སོ་དང་ཐ་ཡེ་པ་ཀེ་དང་འཇོ་དེ་དེ་ཡང་ཀེ་དེ་ཡེ་དོན་དང་ཚེ་དང་ཀེ་དང་ཡང་ཐ་ཡེ་པ་ཉེ་ཅི་དོན་བེ་སོ་དེ་ན་དེ་ཉེ་ཡུམ་ཅིན་དེ་ན་དེ་ཉེ་ཇར་བ་ཀོན་ཅི་སུང་ཡང་ཀེ་ཡིན་ལ་ཅུང་ཐམ་ཅེ་དང་ཏ་བེ་ནམ་པར་དག་པ་དང་ངོ་ཅི་དོ་ཡང་ནེ་ལ་ཅུ་གང་དང་གང་ཉེ་པར་དོ་པ་དང་
テタンティンドワルチョルペンドワクンジェランランクサンバチェタワインドスンヤンテゴヒテソンチョバルゼブサンジェタムチェジェソンタイエバニヒェンドンテセバラトゥタドダンジョバルジェヒェントゥバリヒョジェ
So the first line said, since a single expression holds terms with an ocean of nuance, and the commentary says, since within the articulation of a single expression by a single Buddha, the nature of the teachings is complete. So within a single expression, all of the teachings of the Buddha are complete, and this single expression holds terms like an ocean, or holds terms like an ocean of nuances of different types, all of which are only complete. So in each and every nuance of these terms, there is the same completion without end in an unlimited way. Since the teaching is given using limitless meaning, terms, language, and inflection or cadence, and therefore all of the victor's semantic inflections, that is to say, all of the various nuances and aspects within their teachings are perfectly apt, since they are free of all error. And even though the essence of each of these terms is the same, they provide a basis for anyone who wishes to hear something, hearing that, and through what he hears, becoming tamed. So the teachings, the inflections, or the melodious speech of a Buddha is precisely embodies the way of thinking of each beings among all beings. So that teaching completely embodies the thinking of each being, and the aspiration here is that I may be able to listen to and be in attunement with at all times the listening to and reflecting over the meaning of the limitless teachings of all of the Buddhas, which are eminently intelligible, and which also are have the capacity of cutting one's doubts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Song yin la jian su cha chang wa ma chang ba mei ba song yin la jian su ta wa chang wa chang wa te ta wa dra ke ji jar wa kuyang yin la nanda ba te ta wa dra ke je jar wa kuyang je song yang jar wa kuyang je san je kuyang je song yang yin la nanda ba yin la nambar ta ba jung mei ba jama mei ba te ta wa tang Rawakun Jisamba Chikin Yang. Yang Teda Chang, what Tendrava Yina, Roba Queen, Samba Jigin Yang, Roba Simjin, Kunjaran, Samba, Jetawa Yendo, Yang De, Tubata, Roba Sosuke, and Roba Sosu Samba than Tubatuba, Sanjay Song, a Tatun Jobarko, Tetawa Sanjay Song, La Tatun Jokin, Song, the Tatu Tukin, Titon Kovako Zerava, Tendravo. Sanjay song kigla song gina chatsamata. Teyam mandi pada. Tetavate roba simjin nam jisusu samba than tumbar koto ba teyam song sanjay jisunyang de nyambani bijun singer. Tunda sanjay jisong de tunda trupala trupata travichuni imbada. Kunzo to juma malam tava imbala tena tetava sumare. Te mato demba trupa ina. Sanjay ji song de denpa trupa yina mui ke do kowa yina teni lata lamenta wu ke li yinda la tu siga maare lata lamenta wu ke la tu na de dendro yina mui ke la tu siga maare teni tetar sosu ke do trupa de Sanjay ji song de tuinda trupa lin depa tang kunzo do juma mulam tabu yinba tang juma mulam tabu de tuinda nyamba nyi yinba jun sin la teni soma te ha koko do oya
そんじゅうランテタバタパラテンテテネンパパサンジュサバナンジェサンジェジソンドソトパメバトゥトパタメジェブゾントバテヤンヤンムナンラレバレサンジュセンバカブゾムランタゴイロワトパトパサンジェジソンサンジェマジャパテトゥトパテトンヒトパメジェバテゾヤンサンジュセンバラヨバラバテヤンソソチェクジュチェクモナンラレバレ
So during the time that one is following the Bodhisattva path, then one makes this type of aspirational prayer, which then enables one to be able to participate in the in a realized Bodhisattva's understanding of the teachings of the Buddha, since the offering of such an aspiration prayer is what makes it possible within one mind stream to listen, to reflect over, and meditate on the various levels of meaning. So the third subdivision here is the aspiration to be able to turn to participate in turning the wheel of the Dharma. Which is expressed in the root verse, all victors on their way through triple time, in the manner of a wheel having, in the manner of a wheel have furnished, sorry, all victors on their way through triple time, in the manner of a wheel have fully turned them, may even I, by dint of mind, partake in the cadence of their speech which never ends.
Dusom je sanje de chipare. Depa sanje, maumba sanje, tata sanje som. Depa lehik simba, tata pep yimba, maumba lehik paranjurve, jarva. Jarva tamjeta. Jarva, jarva yang sanje rava. Do yele jarve, jarva. Sanje ta, sanje nam. Kolu chorna rabdukovaye. Chuju kolu chornam. Rabdu Korvaye Hinda Laso Bang Kolokan Dograva De Nagi Durza Namla Chusombateyan Kolu Chorje Rova Kolu Chorje Durza Nam Hibalan and Tibar Sebetsena Kolu Chor Namda Sungba Chujun Kolo Rabdu Korvaye Teda Kayan Sunyam Mazela Sanje Teda Kayan Sanjay Jisunyam Mazepa, Payepa Judameba Teda Layam Lui top je dajan rabdun jo. Lodun pasom so but top je dajan sunyan te dala rabdun jo gara chorje.
So then to explain this with respect to the root text, it says then all victors who have passed through the three times, what does it mean those who are victors with respect to the three times? It means those who have attained the victory over the past as being something which is already destroyed or finished, present as being something which has arrived, in the future as being something which will be destroyed in time to come. So that those who have triumphed over that are called the victors, which is synonymous with the Buddhas. What is it that they do? Having triumphed over the three times, they then turn the wheel of the teachings, or they turn the teachings as if they were a wheel. So the example here is a wheel, and this phrase to say turning the wheel of the Dharma means that just like in the turning of the wheel of a chariot, the chariot or the vehicle gets from one place to another, so it is able to progress onwards on its journey by the turning of its wheel. And in the same way, through the Buddha presenting the teachings, the various levels of beings are able to be placed on the path of pacification and so on the various levels of the paths, and to progress on their paths. And therefore, one talks about teaching the Dharma as being turning the wheel of the Dharma. So then the aspiration here is that one will be able to participate in this inexpressible speech of the Buddhas, and that one will be able to partake of this whole process of the teaching of the Dharma, which itself is inexpressible, and that one will be able to do this through the power of one's of mind.
Oh yeah, tam devarangli. Tu som to sonhen hikpar chorpe jarva. Jarvam sanje tamte daki. Sanje tamte oh jarva tamte pa daki jarva daki namji simje nam torve cheto simje na sip donga le torve cheto dondo pe na hingde hingden kollo dejen kollo dejen dowa tan dawar simje namje Tau gangdang gangan durwe, tau gangdang gangigan durwe, simchen nam la, chu te nam rabda tingin korwe, kowa chujung kolo korwe, sanje te dake yang, song chuje drayang, meze ban taye pa padme pa nam je, don lepar topa la, lepar topa, non rurdan to, travar topa la, luin to tope topje, luin nuba tope topji, Hiram Pasom Sobe. Danyi Chang Sanju Sampa Danyi Chang Song Tene Tela Sanji Jusong Tene Tela Sanji Jusong Ngova Tan Sele Ngova Tan Sele Ngova Tan Sele Ndipak Thakut Soje Mota Sele Mandipa Totat Sorge Rapto
So then to relate the explanation of this verse word by word to the commentary, it says all of the victors, that is to say all of the Buddhas who have passed through the three times, who have evolved through the three times, or evolved out of them, for the sake of liberating beings, which means for the sake of freeing beings from the suffering of conditioned existence. Turn the teachings, that is to say, fully demonstrate whatever teachings are needed as means for taming or refining any sort of being, which means are presented in the context of three types of miraculous powers, miraculous powers connected with physical manifestations, miraculous powers connected with the speech through which the Buddhas directly teach the Dharma, and the miraculous powers of mind, referring to the various types of samadhi, samadhi powers demonstrated by the Buddha. And so through these three types of miraculous powers, appealing to the imaginations of, or the inclinations of various types of beings. And how is this done, this turning of the teachings, or this presentation of the teachings? It is done in the manner of a wheel. So then the example is explained of comparing the progress of a chariot on its journey to the turning of its wheels. And in a similar way, the progress of a sentient being is enabled through the wheel of Dharma being turned, whereby it is made, whereby the teachings presented by the Buddha are made intelligible for the in the mind stream of the one who is listening, so that his stream of consciousness, or the stream of consciousness of any sentient being, comes to an understanding of the teaching through that teaching. So in the same way as the wheel of the chariot moves the chariot, the wheel of the Dharma enables the progress of the beings. So the aspiration here then is that may I be in complete attunement with, or completely engage in, the may I be completely in attunement with the teachings of the Dharma, of all of the Buddhas, which are without limit, and may I do this, the way of engaging in this, or the way of attaining this attunement, is by the power of attaining the magic of intelligence, the energy of that intelligent mind, which properly understands the meaning of these limitless teachings, and properly understanding them means, or properly realizing them means, that one realizes the meaning of them in a way which is free of error and free of delusion, and in doing so then, may I participate the way of participating in these teachings is through attaining, or it is in a way in which the essence of the enlightened activity of speech and its function are not blurred or not mixed together.
Sasong.
Sasong.
Tene sanje nanju chu songba te yang song sor te dor dan som yong gu yore. Pena malam je kap so malam ngo ma hi na malam je na wa denba malam je kap je donga denba yin ba yin to mata pada donga denba le tangbo pa la mata pada donga denba te nan sor sem chin chur ba ngor song ba re pena malam ngo ma hi na malam je na wa te malam ngo ma hi ba nam do je ngor denba yin ba yin to tene mata pada donga Sungbata Sutamji, Matapa Donga Lembe, Sungbata Sutamji, Nansarjewang is in the Sungbari. Tangbo.
So there are three forms that the teachings of the Buddha takes, depending on the listener. The first of them is the type of listener who has the deluded idea of appearances of this world as being truly existent. And so, for this type of a student, then the Buddha gave the teachings on impermanence and suffering as a skillful means designed for those practitioners who have the confused idea of those all appearances which are actually like appearances in a dream as being truly existent. So for those who do not understand the proper nature of the appearances, the teachings on impermanence and suffering and metapadang dungarji
la sopa
the teachings on
answer you want to say
So these teachings on impermanence, suffering, and so on were given in relation to the way things appear to the listener, and they are also given in relation to the type of delusion that the listener has.
Dembar matopata tumba ni ba hile lawa yerawa Dembatan tumba rawa Pete yendo Tene dame patan tumba ni jachembo sumba yere Tene ton sorge wang to say apa ne sorge wang to send sumba Mune kande yimbe wang to send sumba
So the second way of giving the teachings was in accordance with the way things actually are in their fundamental being, the way in which they are empty. And so just as when one recognizes that one is dreaming, then one sees the emptiness of any true existence of those appearances in the dream. So in line with that then, in terms of the genuine reality of things, Buddha taught the way in which things are empty, and the way of the way they are in their fundamental being.
Tene sum tu sumba te dandan te ba thar to pa ne lo wa ne lo thar to pa te ba sem je ne lo wo sar thani len den de ba jo de me pe ton da sum ba yare te ne lo thar to pa dandan thar to pa wang to sen sum ba
So then the third context of the teachings was that of the ultimate nature or the ultimate genuine reality in its ultimate stage of realization. And the way the teachings were presented there in that context is as the, it was the teachings presenting the nature of mind as being the clear light ground, the clear light ground of being.
Oh, Kayan karpa tu son tse te da kichik chakhe chine kyupar cheki savaso.
So the fourth subdivision here deals with the aspiration to encompass kalpas. And the root verse reads, may even I embrace in one brief instant even what all coming kalpas hold, and learn that in a fraction of an instant a kalpa's span of all three times is held. So this is the aspirational prayer to be able to understand that an entire measureless kalpa is contained within each and every instant. And how is this possible? It's possible because of the equality of time, since time in terms of apparent reality on the relative level is illusory, like a dream, and also because in genuine reality time is completely empty and does not exist essentially, it is possible for an entire limitless, measureless kalpa's span to be included within a single brief instant. Otherwise, how would this be possible?
Maung karpa tamche jupa yang kichi chik da chen jupa chi. Maung be karpa mangbo tamche to tamche nam to namke karchap je, namke karchap je jikti nam so Chu Depa, Maumba Tate, two somje dupe, Carpacini yoba, two somje dupe mobocini yoba, de tamje jet se deda, there same the kitchen majike, chahes of yokin, journey of a toge, same kitchen majike chahes of yoke, same kitchen majike chahe in Balatin, the journey of a toge. De tamje ji yorne drepa me par chokar chone sanjuk ji chepa ye par chorje.
Don't you? Go ahead. So then the commentary for this verse, which says, may even I embrace in one brief instant even what all coming kalpas hold, and learn that in a fraction of an instant a kalpa span of all three times is held, is as follows. So the commentary says, the entire complexity of phenomena in all the worlds, filling all of space, in all the kalpas yet to come in the future, is encompassed by wisdom and can be known through extrasensory perception. So may even I embrace at the same time all things, all substances of all times, in a single instant of wisdom, which is like the knowledge of the Buddha. So
So this is not any type of an instant, but a wisdom instant. Within this wisdom instant, which is compared to the comprehension of a Buddha, may I simultaneously encompass the entirety of phenomena and time. And comparable to this, the totality of that complexity which is contained within the three times, including past, present, and future, for an entire kalpa. So the whole span of that is included or encompassed within a fraction of a single instant of consciousness. Because it is present in that instantaneous way, then it is also possible for change. So the justification for change is also that everything is present at an instant, and therefore is able to change in the next. And because of that, all objects are encompassed in a way which is without any obscuration or any unclarity. And because of that, then the aspirational prayer here is that I may be able to learn enlightened conduct which is able to encompass the entirety of things in this way.